1-800-430-5353. 1-800-430-5353.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990VX.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Steve Sawyer. It looks like nighttime during the day in areas east of Los Angeles as heavy smoke from a wildfire blankets the area. Correspondent Alexandria Sage is monitoring the situation from L.A. She reports the blaze has been spreading for days.
The fire started Tuesday about 50 miles east of downtown Los Angeles, but it's still raging. Now, schools in the area have been evacuated and all students have been sent home.
That fire continues to grow and authorities are putting more residents on alert. They may be next to evacuate. Passengers have got a last look at London skyline in the stately style of the Concorde. The luxury supersonic jet has made its final passage flights to London's Heathrow Airport. Supermodel Christie Brinkley was among those on the final leg from New York. You're listening to IRN News.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
President Bush is planning to visit London next month, but a speech to the General Joint Session of Parliament is now in doubt.
Although the U.S. Embassy says Bush's schedule hasn't been finalized, reports in the British media indicate Bush may skip an expected speech to lawmakers. In Australia this week, Bush was heckled by two anti-war Green Party legislators, and there's concern similar scenes could be repeated in London. Conservative MPs pushed for a Bush speech during a House of Commons debate yesterday. But the leader of the House, Labour lawmaker Peter Hain, refused to confirm or deny whether Bush will address a joint session. Former Presidents Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton both addressed Parliament during state visits while they were in office. Mike Wendling, CNSNews.com, London.
The U.S. says it's a lot of money and a big show that the international community is uniting to support Iraq's reconstruction. A two-day donors conference in Spain has led to $33 billion in pledges from various nations. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
There's a new study out that shows that more and more illegal aliens are having an effect on elections. IRN's John Russell has more.
A newly released study shows that the counting of legal immigrants who are not yet citizens and illegal aliens during the last census changed the alignment of representatives in the U.S. Congress. At least 9 seats were shifted from Republican districts due to the inclusion of those who are not eligible to vote. Speaking for the Center for Immigration Studies, Stephen Camarado says, "This country faces a choice. Either continue to have record amounts of illegal immigration and therefore redistribute seats away from states comprised mostly of American citizens to states with large numbers of illegal and legal immigrants, or better enforce immigration laws as to reduce, if not eliminate, illegal immigration." John Russell, IRN News.
His overseas trip is now done, but it's not getting any easier to keep tabs on just where President Bush is. He's back at the White House for now, before heading out to Camp David for the weekend. Bush will open a four-state fundraising blitz next week, using his Texas ranch as a base. More testimony in Virginia today from an Alabama coroner and a police officer in the sniper suspect John Mohammed's murder trial. He's on trial in a Virginia shooting, but testimony focused this morning on an Alabama attack that was linked to two two of the Washington area sniper shootings. Some of the testimony was aimed at bolstering a theory that Muhammad pulled the trigger in the Alabama shooting. Another losing day on Wall Street, but it could have been worse. The finals, the Dow lost 30 points, the NASDAQ was down about 20. I'm Steve Sawyer, IRN News.
Commodities, futures.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Yes, it's the crazy train once again. Welcome back with Will and Back to Stephen Pickford and Ella Sobel in studio. It's Travel World Radio Show with special guest Jerry Wagschel online. Steve?
Yes, good morning. Glad to be with you again this Saturday morning. And Jerry Wagschel on the line with us from New York City, having gone up to the province of Quebec for some extended vacation time, exploring some of the lesser known areas of the province. Good morning. Welcome back to Travel World, Jerry.
Jerry, you got to speak up because we can't hear you. Oh, well. No, change phones, Jerry. Anyway, we can always talk about his trip to Quebec City.
Yes, I think he had. Oh, I hear they had an excellent ragout de lapin.
rabbit stew, yes. Yeah. Wait, when Jerry came home one day and found a rabbit in a pot being cooked.
Yeah. The rabbit.
The rabbit kicked the bucket.
The rabbit thought it was a new animal hot tub jacuzzi that was sitting on top of the stove and jumped in.
Yeah, well.
Kind of reminds me of Willem at the spa in the Catskills.
The spa in the Catskills, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, it was in the Catskill Mountains just north of New York City. We went to this particular spa at the Catskill Corners Hotel, and I took the...
It was at the Emerson Spa just across the street.
Right. Well, yeah.
It's all part
of the same complex. And they gave me, it looked like I was being boiled for dinner or something like that. It was called their the hydrotherapy tub with 600 jets inside there or whatever. Anyway, I was hoping to feel something a little bit different. Anyway, you get this girl who's dressed up like an interrogator from a James Bond movie. And
you will enjoy this.
With a little hard spray. And the thing sprays at you so hard because they call it the power wand in Sana. I call it that too. It's this big sprayer, and it's like a fire hose. It's like a fire hose, and they spray at your leg, and it's like all the meat it's coming right off there. Well, while we're waiting for Jerry to get himself straightened out, we'll continue talking about his trip to Quebec City. What are his topics, Steve?
Well, he was going to be talking about going up to the Charlevoix region, which is on the north shore of the St. Lawrence River, or an hour and a half northeast of Quebec City, retracing the steps of the hidden holiday hideaway haunts of Heather Hiscox.
Oh, yes. Enjoying the October silk.
Charlevoix is such a beautiful region. I mean, you've got the mountains, you've got the tranquility. There's a lot of wonderful chefs up there at the auberges. You can eat, and there's fine dining. You can go on wonderful hikes. There's the leaf peeping at this time of year, of course, and whale watching at certain times of the year as well.
Yes, the Tadoussac and the mouth of the Saguenay River as the Saguenay joins the St. Lawrence.
Whoa, hello. What was that, Jerry? Can't hear him.
I have no idea what Jerry is up to.
And we wonder where Jerry actually is, anyway.
What is Jerry doing?
I have no idea. Preparing his lunch. Probably playing with a rabbit, anyway.
Yeah, or the rabbit's playing with him. Lamalle Bay, Marie Bay, and Bay St. Paul, a number of very small, intimate, romantic. I guess Jerry is the king of romance.
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, he was talking about when he was with his wife, Alexa, of course, in the Ottawa region.
Well, yes, he was in Wakefield, Quebec.
Wakefield, Quebec, and he was talking about the morning time and how he enjoys spending time in romantic inns with his wife.
And Charlevoix certainly has many of those. I've had the opportunity to visit Charlevoix a number of times and stay at some of these auberges, and it's a really nice getaway. You can have a beautiful romantic weekend, hiking, all kinds of things to see and do.
Oh, indeed, yeah. Now, one thing about that region, Steve, you've been up there most recently.
And also the Manoir Richelieu Hotel, which is a Fairmont hotel. They have a casino next to it. So some of our friends like Saul Boxenbaum wouldn't be too impressed. But
it's kind of stay away from about that. When they start talking about the gambling and whatever, Saul Boxenbaum is a local anti-gambling activist. Actually, I don't know if he's entirely against it. He's just trying to... He's trying to get people to curb it, at least to get
people who are control. Addicted to it.
That's right. It's a gambling addiction.
People can control their gambling habit, like any other habit, drugs or alcohol, and know their limits and what they can financially sustain.
Saul does make an interesting point. I actually met the man one time, and he was saying that's a picture of the guy who's the blackjack dealer and a pit boss. At the Montreal casino, says that guy earns minimum of $50,000 a year, and he helps people gamble. He says that's a picture of a firefighter whose top pay scale is somewhere around $35,000, and he says he saves people's lives and people call him overpaid. So it is
Everything in a perspective.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and particularly following a couple of years ago, I mean, we realized just how. It's one of the most trusted and well-loved professions, among the people. I mean, you'll trust a firefighter, you'll trust even the police these days, but it's one of the least trusted
politicians. Except in New Orleans.
Yeah, except in New Orleans, yes.
Where you're more likely probably to be accosted by the police or robbed by the police. A lot of crooked police officers in New Orleans, although they are making some concerted efforts to clean up the forest, but for years it was like... A den of corruption.
A den of iniquity and corruption.
That's it.
Well, we like iniquity. That's what drives us on our particular show.
Yes, the sense of how we all feel.
Speaking of iniquity and corruption and feeling, we were thinking about going to another one of those car washes with Kurt out in Southington.
To talk about the power wad. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Wash my car again, please.
Back and forth. Well, now you actually have an old K car, just like they used to. Maybe it was the actual vehicle that was used at the very famous car wash in Montreal.
Well, maybe there's a reason why the there's a discoloration on the paint of this particular
car. Too many washes.
And why there are stains on the interior upholstery. I don't know.
Well, I have been looking for those stains, yeah.
They missed it when they were washing the car.
Well, it's always like those... surveys that they do in hotel rooms, and they go in there with infrared cameras, and they see all the how they have not cleaned the rooms in hotels, and they find the hidden dirt and the hidden spots, the hidden stains on bedspreads and sheets. So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Well, they've done surveys like
that was Arc the Hotel in Ottawa was telling us that's the reason why they wash everything every day. It was kind of like a hotel expose. That it sounded like, and she was promoting her own property, but I didn't realize that the spreads and linens were not washed daily. Well, maybe the linens were, but the spreads were not.
There have been a number of media reports, Dateline NBC, Consumer Reports, Travel Weekly. They've all gone into a variety of chain hotels. Mm-hmm. They've been randomly selected all across Canada and the United States and belonging to the six major chains and rated them, and they have found instances practically in every property of things that could be done better on the sanitary side of things.
Well, certainly, if Willem, you remember the trip to Memphis, of course.
Oh, yes, of course I remember the trip to Memphis. How could I forget? Wearing my my Sun Recording Studios t-shirt today from our trip to Memphis, and in fact, we're discussing possibly entering the Memphis market with Travel World, which is very interesting. But, there are different hotels. You have an expectation if you're going there just to sleep. But there's every now and then, you kind of enjoy the prospect of going into one of these little hotels with razor marks on the furniture and cigarette burns on the rugs.
Yeah. You could always, like on Upper Lachine Road in Montreal.
Well, you don't plan to stay there for longer than about an hour anyway.
You can get out any time you'd like, but you can never leave.
Exactly. Well, no, that would be somewhere where Yoav is staying.
Oh, Oh, yes. Oh, no, thank you. No, bad name, bad
name. Speaking of California slots.
As long as there's a TV.
Yeah, some great football games coming up this weekend. Yeah. Tomorrow is Sunday, and cartoons will be on the air.
Oh, God, wrestling and football. Well, we're going to take a break here on the Travel
Hopefully, Jerry Wagshall will
we'll
be back.
Jerry Wagshall back on the line, and stay tuned.
Across America via satellite.
Space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office. From beautifully styled custom crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience.
Enjoy panoramic futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
See, I told you this place was great. Mm.
I know, I know. I walk by here every day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
We got to do dessert.
Jenny,
we have to.
No. What are you doing to me? You know, I have to fit into my car.
Oh, please.
Into a cow. No, I got to get back to work anyway. I have a major conference call.
Okay.
Waiter. Senor. El Checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny, I really don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus, Stephen Pickford, Alice Obel in studio. And we have located the king of romance himself, Jerry Wagtell, who should be back online with us. Jerry, are you with us today?
Yes, I am, guys. How are you?
Lord, say that again.
Yes, I am, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing fine.
Having
all
a
right.
great morning.
Absolutely.
So
good
you
morning,
were
guys.
Off to a couple of romantic destinations in the province of Quebec.
Thank you for that. Yes, guys, I'll tell you a little bit about what we've been doing. It's the home of music legends like Celine Dion, Gilles Villeneuve, great chefs like Roland Menard from the Hovey Manor, and even more recently, the stomping grounds of Hollywood stars like Nicole Kidman and Anthony Hopkins.
Jerry, what kind of a phone are you using?
I'm using my home phone.
Good Lord, it sounds like you're in a tunnel. I didn't know that Gilles Villeneuve was a music legend, by the way.
I think you mean Gilles Vigneault.
Gilles Villeneuve. Yeah.
For the way I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Okay, Gilles Villeneuve is the Formula One driver that got killed in Belgium. Yes.
There you go.
But he could have been
Gilles
a musician.
Villeneuve, yes.
He could have been a musician. I know what he was.
I'll be reviewing your neck of the woods today, La Belle Provence.
Yeah.
Traveling first from the region of Charlevoix and then back towards Montreal via romantic Quebec City and the townships.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's no doubt that Quebec City is one of the most beautiful cities on earth. Because of its architecture and its old-world charm. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about Charlevoix.
The bus garage.
If you travel another 40 minutes or so northeast by car, following the Great St. Lawrence, you will get there. It's a region of villages, charming villages and mountains that tower over the St. Lawrence. And there's a lot to stop and enjoy to see. There's lots of grilly, green, hilly towns and farms and beautifully kept houses. And, you guys probably know that a lot of people, associate Charlevoix with whale-watching tours.
Well, we associate it with a metro station in Verdun.
Right. But, of course, there's a lot more than that. The further northeast you go, following the route of the St. Lawrence, the scenery becomes wilder. I mean, if you're going from, it's actually not all that far from Montreal.
Terry.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. You're getting some serious feedback on your telephone, but go on.
I can hear some of it here.
Okay. Anyway, let's carry on. This is actually fun. The fun of live radio.
Do you want me to call you guys back?
Yeah, following the break, of course. Doing that on the air would actually kind of be fairly interesting.
Okay. All right. So, Charlevoix is this region where there's a lot of hills, there's a lot of villages, there's mountains. You guys might not know that actually... The mountain scenery was created by a 15-billion-ton meteorite that struck the area 350 million years ago.
And that's what happened to the dinosaurs.
That's what happened. There you go.
It was here. It was our fault.
It was right there. Well, that's
always Canada's fault.
They covered that story up so well.
I thought it was cold in here just naturally. Anyway, go on.
That's why we've got the feedback here. It's from the meteorite.
It's a conspiracy.
And, hey, it could be from the sun storms that are happening right
there
now.
There we go.
About an hour and a half from Quebec, you'll reach Malbaie. Now, Malbaie is the hub of the region. It's very well known because the Manoir Richelieu is there, which we can talk about a little bit later. But it's a great jumping-off point. There's like one inn after another, and there's some amazing places to sample some of the cuisine and some of the wonderful inns. We stayed at a place called the Maison de Peuplier. It's situated in Cap à l'Aigle.
Poplar House, yes. Go on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's probably one of my favorite parts of the area. It's a little quieter than the rest of Malbaie. And this is a little inn. It's a summery welcoming inn with some nice gardens offering some award-winning cuisine made from produce. I've talked to you guys about some of my running trips before, and in the mornings over there in Cap à l'Aigle, however I pronounce it, I found my way down a path towards a river and a yacht club, and I came across a little tiny snack bar overlooking the river where there was a TV in the corner and a couple of locals watching TV and having a beer. And there we had, a very nice local meal of pâté au saumon and some homemade chocolate cake. The area offers, food basically to basically suit every palate, like from the, four-star, diamond four diamond restaurants to these kind of little snack bar type places. This place was just so special because it was like looking over the river and was part of this yacht club. It was really, really nice. There are local specialties. Local specialties are very big in the region. There are a lot of places you can go. We can stop and taste things like smoked fish, eel, foie gras, cheese. Locally raised veal is very big. We went to a place called the Maison de Sauveur, which is where you can taste a lot of this stuff. So, you know, the whole idea of Charlevoix, these hills, these towns, the warm people, the food, the wine, just sort of driving around, stopping and starting. There's a place called the Maison de Bootleggers, which is an old bootlegger's house that I sort of stepped into that was now turned into a kind of a restaurant, but at one point was actually a home where these people would basically, make this illegal alcohol. Another character touristic of the region that I mentioned before is the warm hospitality of the people. We stayed at a place called the Trois Canards, which was popular at the time with your former Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney. It has an outstanding setting on the top of a hill overlooking Mel Bay.
Was it a blue house on a hill?
Is it a blue house? It's funny. for the Americans who don't know, the Tory color? No, it's not blue. It's kind of a brownish, sort of woodish kind of color to it. And basically also this place is there are only two four-diamond restaurants in the area. The Trois Canards has one of them. And there we had like a delicious breakfast, you know, where you can make your toast in the fireplace. Really nice. A lot of things that are really good about this region in Charlevoix is that a lot of the chefs, they're very proud of their cuisine. The people from the hotels are a lot of times from the area. And the chefs are basically making their food from things that are from right there. So as opposed to, you know, getting your stuff flown in from Florida or from Latin America or wherever else, the Caribbean, you're getting all the local stuff, so that makes it all fresher and a lot tastier.
Soylent Green is people.
And not from the Central Commissary in Greenville, South Carolina.
I'm actually curious, did you try the eel?
You know what? That's a really interesting... You know what? Yes, I did. Did you try the eel?
In Belgium, yes. It's an acquired taste.
Did you like it?
Let's put it mildly.
Yeah, I did like it. You know, I had actually smoked eel when I was at the Maison de Sauveur, and I thought it was quite good. It's a little unusual. I mean, I've had eel sushi, and this is a little bit different. This is a smoked eel, but I thought it was quite tasty. And there's a lot of smoke stuff. There's also a lot of farms and things that you can check out, like see some emu raising and all kinds of other little things that you can check out. Gardens, you can go on some good garden tours. Didn't do a lot of that stuff, but we did do a lot of this tasting and the food. A lot of things that people associate with Charlevoix, of course, is the Fairmont Manoir Richelieu, which is kind of different from some of the other places I mentioned, only because it has this sort of imposing grounds. It looks like a castle. You know, it's over 100 years old, and it's got hundreds of rooms. And, I mean, it's probably the biggest tourist destination in the region for American and Canadian tourists. And it has every amenity you would expect of a four-star hotel, including a separate Charlevoix casino and a spa, which is very popular.
Spa. Now you got our attention.
And you know that one of the presidents, William Taft, spent his summers there in the region for 40 years. So this is the Manoir Richelieu is another thing. I mean, you have the choice of staying at this sort of elegant, massive castle-like imposing place where you have the casino and the spa. Also very, very beautiful overlooking the river, has very beautiful grounds, great places to go running, great places to take walks, very nice, but much more bigger and much more popular. And then, of course, you have these other smaller inns, which I think, you know, to be honest, I think that they're my favorite. But and then, of course, there's Tadoussac, and I haven't gotten to that. That's where the St. Lawrence River meets the St. Jean River. And Tadoussac is really the hub of these whale-watching tours. And if you guys, you know, you can go out on these boats. Basically, it's like a three-hour tour, just like Gilligan's Island. hopefully you come back. And basically, you get an opportunity to see whales. And, you know, guys, I mean, I know from New York, it's a little further from some parts in the States, a little further from Montreal. Not that far. I mean, you're talking maybe, you know, 4 or 5 hour drive away.
It's a 5 hour drive.
It's a 5 hour drive? you can see some incredible whales. And if you've done it, you can see. We didn't get a chance to go because we had some very bad weather. But just from a little research that I've done here, some of the whales, the mink whales, are from 6 to 8 tons. The finback whales, 40 to 50 tons. The blue whales, 80 to 130 tons.
You got blue whales there?
Blue whales and beluga whales.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Listen, Jerry, we're going to be taking another break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, coming to you directly from our home station, WXCT 990, Southington, Connecticut. Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and 120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no, not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself, but do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Before heading off on your head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories
in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Birdling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center.
The View.
66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
And we are talking about our own back door here. It's Travel World Radio Show. Will and back is with Stephen Pickford and Ella Zobel, who's clutching herself, trying to not laugh. I don't know exactly at what. But yes, our own back door, province of Quebec.
Yes,
this is where we are. But
talking to Jerry Wagshall this morning, and before the break, he mentioned the Auberge des Trois Canards up in the Charlevoix region. That is a favorite of a friend of ours, Laurent Barbet. Every time he goes up there to visit some of the nearby paper mills, he always stays there. And of course, with a name like Les Trois Canards, it would be great for Charlie Prophet to visit.
Because Charlie, Chuck,
went to bed with three young ducks.
When one died,
Charlie cried.
Sitting by
the fireside.
Exactly.
So I highly recommended to Charlie Prophet to visit the Auberge des Trois Canards.
Charlie
as well.
Prophet, our very own King of Southington.
And talking about to the King of Romance today on Travel World, Jerry Wagshall continues with us talking about great places to visit in the province of Quebec. Continue on, Jerry.
Thank you, guys and girls. Let me just go a little bit more. The next place I want to talk to you about was, now we've left Charlevoix, we're heading back towards the Montreal area, is Hovey Manor. And I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a lot of buzz surrounding a new movie right now called The Human Stain. It's featuring Nicole Kidman and Anthony Hopkins. And believe it or not, a lot of the scenes were shot right at the place I've stayed at during the summer called Hovey Manor. This is Hovey Manor is in the village of North Hatley. It's a traditional inn with about 40 rooms, but it's the perfect size where it's not like a B&B where you feel like you're in somebody else's house quite, but it's still not so big that you feel like totally anonymous. It's perfectly intimate. It's recently undergone a very big multi-million dollar renovation. I was there 15 years ago, and this is the first time this summer I came back. It's sort of something, the setting in the summer is sort of something out of one of these like Mordecai Richler novels, with these beautiful sort of inns in the eastern townships with a lake, and it's like the idyllic place of your dreams with like a little boathouse and a dock and people just like sort of very few people just sort of lying about on the lawn. It's sort of the place that you wish you could afford but you couldn't really afford, but you can afford it if you just want to go up there for a couple of days. Anyway, there was this big movie that was shot there that these celebrities basically came in and invaded North Hatley. The big stars stayed at the big stars like Kidman stayed over at the Hovey Manor, and some of the crew I heard stayed at another place.
Motel Jean-Paul?
I'm not sure where they stayed. Anyway, it's not far from Montreal. It's only a six-hour drive. From Manhattan, from Montreal, it's very close, guys. It's only about an hour and a half. From New York, it's about 6 hours. From Boston, only four. It features some of the best food you can eat. The chef is named Roland Menard, and he claims to have no formal training, believe it or not. He's been there for, over a couple of decades. But he serves this exceptionally light French cuisine.
Has achieved international fame, whipping out that most famous Quebec desire for a Mae West and a Pepsi on the side.
There you go. Low fat. A lot of the food's low fat. It comes from local farms. Again, this emphasis in Quebec on using local ingredients. Everything from grain-fed chickens to duck are local. It has an incredible wine list and sommelier. It's a five-star establishment, which is very difficult to get that fifth star. Are you guys know? I know you've gone to all over the place. Mm-hmm. When we were there, we had fish that was caught in Lac Saint-Jean, an appetizer made with local mushrooms, a dish with milkweed pods. There's one thing about eating is that you can go to a lot of restaurants and you can try sort of innovative cuisine, and it's like, oh, wow, this chef is so famous, he's worked in all these amazing places. Then you kind of eat it and you're like, you're not sure, because it has such funny, sometimes it has like strange or funny tastes. The thing about this cook is he cooks, I don't know if it's his formal, not having formal training or what it is, but he's got the touch because the food is just sumptuous and it's so tasty that you want to keep going. In the winter, they have some amazing packages at the Hovey Manor, starting from $250 a day U.S. for two nights, which includes like 3 hours of snowshoeing, an hour of sleigh ride, dog sledding with an instructor, right now, if you wanted to go, there's some, you know, there's basically, it's an amazing time to look at the fall foliage, of course, which is a beautiful season to go right now, if you're lucky enough to be able to get a room at the Hovey Manor. And if you want to get in touch with them, the number is Hovey Manor is www.manoirhovey.com or 800.
Well, spell Hovey, because I'm not exactly sure how you're spelling that, Jerry.
H-O-V-E-Y.
Okay, okay. And it bears mentioning, of course.
It does, of course.
The snowshoeing and the dog sledding is not during the summertime?
Yes, this is true. The snowshoeing and the dog sledding would be an incredible winter activity that would be coming up. I mean, right now, the thing you want to do is the fall foliage, but if you want to look towards the winter, which is a lot of people planning their winter holidays right now, you're talking about a lot of winter activities, which are the snowshoeing, the dog sledding, the skiing. Of course, it's in the area. Again, the number there for 800 number is 800-661-2421. When you stay there, the food is included, so you have your breakfast and your dinner included. You can have lunch at a very sort of rustic thing that they call a tap room, which is kind of a nice sort of old-fashioned
pub kind of style.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of a barnish looking place, very nicely renovated as well. Fun place to just relax.
Very nice looking young ladies serving it to you.
That's the kind of thing that's going on over there.
Yeah.
It was the summer home of Henry Atkinson, who was the owner of Georgia Light and Power, and was converted to an inn in the 1950s. And just to give you a visual of how it looks. It has a wood paneled library floor to the ceiling. It has a beautiful fireplace, plump sofas, and wingback chairs. And in fact, one of the people who is now working on it, has been working on redecorating it, is a guy from Hollywood who basically moved to the area and has been working sort of decorating the rooms. And he's done an excellent, excellent job. So there's lots of activities, lots of warmth, lots of romance, lots of hospitality, very discreet, but yet still, you don't feel like it's snobby. You don't have the sense that you feel that it's like, you know, you can relax there. That's
it's a
the
very
point.
Down-home kind of a place, and that bears also mentioning of a lot of the rural Quebec destinations that you're going to visit. The people here, and this something that stands apart from almost any other place that you'd visit in Canada, they are so incredibly accommodating and friendly. You know, you're immediately part of the family. It feels that way when you come here. So staying at a place that takes that extra care. And one thing when you stay at a Quebec-based hotel, it doesn't really matter the property. More often than not, they go that extra step just to make you feel that much more welcome.
Right.
It's something I've noticed around here, particularly. I mean, you might not necessarily know it by just shopping and going to the local establishments and things, but if you actually stay at a place like this, these people make you feel like you are family.
And you know, it's really, from a practical perspective, you know, just to bounce off what you're saying, I mean, the thing is that, you know, when you start talking about, like, getting, I don't know if you have a family or you don't have a family, regardless, you start talking about getting on a plane, schlepping your stuff, in a cab to the airport, getting on that plane, transferring from that location maybe to another plane, maybe to a hotel, whatever. There's a lot of schlepping involved. And the thing about going to a place like Hovey Manor from, let's say, a major city like New York or Boston is that basically you throw everything in your car, you drive there, you take this, you know, you get this stuff is, unlike a B&B, they have people there to help you with your stuff, because it has like sort of full-service hotel kind of amenities. And then you're just there, and then you can just relax, and you don't have to worry about your food. It's all taken care of, and you know it's going to be good, and then you can basically leave. So from a practical perspective, a lot of times you can go on a holiday, and you can come back more tired than when you started.
Yeah, that happens to us. You know, we got to go home and rest up from the holiday that we
exactly, and this isn't going to happen there. So I basically said what I can say about that. It's a great place to go. I can't say how much it is really, really a special, unique place, and its location makes it very, very accessible from all, you know, ways of getting there.
You can fly into either Montreal or into Quebec City, and then you can drive from that point to
exactly
any one of these places.
And talking about Quebec City, I'd like to mention that as well. there's a lot to talk about in terms of Quebec City. Quebec City, in terms of Montreal, has old world charm. But Quebec City is really almost like a little piece of Europe. I mean, you've got people hanging out in cafes, you've got the art museums, you've got the sort of older section of the city. Of course, it was a place, I'm not a huge history buff, but we know that it was the place where a deciding battle for control of Quebec was fought between the English and the French. And I was just to say some of the most beautiful parts of Quebec City now to visit the Plains of Abraham, which are these sort of rolling green sort of hills that have a nice beautiful plateau at the sort of top, sort of overlooking the river. It's a great place to go jogging. There's some really nice sort of museums there as well inside the Plains of Abraham. We spent basically the whole day there. There is a fort that we went to where you can basically get a tour of this fort, and you can see how the whole sort of thing was fortified at one time.
Jerry, we're going to take a break right now.
Okay.
Once again, on the Travel World Radio Show, Across America via Satellite. Stay listening.
Across America via Satellite. The hell is a banshee? Travel World Radio Show.
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990DX.
And our salute to the mountains and valleys of Quebec continues here on Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. And Jerry Wagschall, special guest with us. Jerry, so your trip to the nether regions of Quebec. Tell us
and,
a bit more.
He was continuing through some of the more major markets, Quebec City and Montreal.
Quebec City, yes. I mean, a beautiful, you know, a wonderful place. I like to say, a lot of, you know, I think for Americans, I think to go to a place like Quebec City where they could really feel like they were in Europe. I mean, it's just such a
taste of Europe, but so close to home.
Exactly.
Yet so undiscovered.
Especially if you go through the old walls and go into the old city of Quebec.
You can get there from Montreal very easily, either by car, by train, or by airplane.
And from the States, I mean, it's not very hard. There's lots of direct flights into Quebec City. It's also a nice drive. I mean, one of the things I could recommend is, you know, if you wanted to take a very interesting trip, you could start... You know, you could start basically from, let's say you're going to from a place like New York or Boston, you could start, do what we did. You could start in New York, you could basically go to Montreal, you could basically drive. You could drive to Quebec City, and then you could go into, from there, you could go to see all the things that there are there, the museums, the nightlife, the restaurants. You could go from the history, the culture. You can go from there into Charlevoix, taste all your food, and you see your inns, stay at some of the amazing inns there, look at the incredible scenery, see how the meteorite has affected the geography there, which is just stunning.
And then move
from there to Tadoussac, where you can go and see these incredible whales that I was telling you about before. Now, I haven't had the chance to see these whales because of the weather, and I should say for people who are planning to visit, to do this whale watching, think about it. I mean, it is a place where, you know, these two major, you know, water arteries meet, and it is, the weather systems there are a little different. It is a little colder, so dress correctly. Like, bring a sweater. Don't think that you're just going to, you know, bring a weather gear. You know, it could be raining the day that you go.
Well, yeah, because it's that particular part. I mean, that's for sort of northeast of Quebec City, that particular
region. That's right.
The weather can be quite fickle.
If you want to go a little bit further south between the two mountains, you follow the valley towards to the forest, and you visit the river below. And you'll find some fantastic warm settings there.
Right. So the bottom line is to know that you're going to be, you know, you want to be dressed correctly for these kinds of things, whether it's going to be warm or whether it's going to be in the whale watching. You don't want to get to the whale watching and drive to Tadoussac and then find that you don't, you know, the parkas are all sold out at the place where you're going to go. There's the 3-hour tours, et cetera, but you want to make sure you're prepared. It's not that you have to be overly prepared. You don't need your own life preserver, but you need to have a parka.
How rough is the water? How are you going to get really sick when out there? I've done whale watching out in the Atlantic off of Newfoundland and off of north of Boston, but is this a little calmer because you're in the river setting?
It's still a little calmer, but you know what? If you're a person who's prone to get seasick, I mean, I think the advice is you can always take one of those seasickness tablets just a little bit before your trip, just to be on the safe side. One of the great things about this traveling in Quebec is that there is one number and one website for all your needs and where you can make reservations directly, and that number is 1-877-BONJOUR or www.bonjourquebec.com.
Bonjour, B-O-N-J-O-U-R.
Yes, and of course, with my excellent French, you can sort of, I'm sure that people would never figure out how to spell it, but thank you for doing that, because that's great. That's exactly what you've got to do.
1-877-B-O-N-J-O-U-R.
J-O-U-R. A couple of other places I didn't mention so far yet. A fun place that we found in Quebec City, a little place called Chez Victor. We've gone there twice now. Again,
Le Roi de Patate Frites.
Yeah, exactly. You know this place?
The king of the French fry?
No, it's not that place. No, this is a place where they serve hamburgers as sort of like these gourmet burgers, and it's just this like kind of funny place that you stumbled across. I actually found it on the internet, and it's like these really great little hamburgers, and cute little place.
Red and white vertical stripes.
No, it's not like that. It's not like one of these old sort of hamburger places. It's more like a kind of hipper sort of place with designer burgers.
Where is it located? Where is it located?
It's on Rue Saint-Jean, but it's like when you go past the old part of the city and you keep going into the city, that's basically how you get to it.
St. John's Road? Along. This place is on St. John's Road?
In Quebec City.
Oh, okay.
Not in Montreal.
Okay. So, and another place I didn't mention to you about, so there's so many things to do in Quebec, hard to get into the mall right now, but amazing place to just go walking around and exploring. Great skiing, of course, Mont Saint-Anne, Le Massif, from Malbaie or from Quebec City. Incredible skiing, which I'm going to be hopefully doing some of that in the winter. Another fun place that a lot of people may not have heard about is called
Gaston Montpetit, the king of fly swatters in Sainte-Thérèse.
You're right, I haven't heard of that. And another place called Bay St. Paul. I don't know how if you...
Oh, it's beautiful there.
It is. It's a really nice place. It has a big artist community. There was a big artist symposium that we went to when we were there. We wanted to really explore the whole region of Charlevoix. There's dozens of galleries and craft shops. And this art symposium we went to features like a lot of the local artists were actually from all over the world. Some of them from the region were just there that you could talk to if you wanted to talk to them about their work. So it was very, very cool, very sort of artsy, very international, and yet at the same time, you know, folksy. Other things that you can do, you know, in the Quebec region, you know, dog sledding, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. I mean, there's just so much going on, and with the Canadian dollar, I mean, it has gotten a little stronger, but still, it's still an amazing deal
American
for Americans.
The American dollar still goes everywhere up here, for
That's
sure.
That's true.
And, of course, wintertime, the Ice Hotel will be coming back this
yes,
year.
Yes, indeed. Wintertime.
Wintertime, yes. Not year-round. You can't stay in the Ice Hotel all year-round.
Well, unless you live at Playton.
No,
never
mind. No. You can turn the air conditioning up high, and become like the Thermo King Suite. Yeah. Or in Quebec City, also the Museum of Civilization and the Place Royale Interpretation Center down in Lower Town are both very well worth your time and effort to drop by for an hour to learn more about the history both of the city and of the surrounding region.
And it has such an interesting history and such a, I mean, there was so much, there was so much bloodshed really there so many hundreds of years ago. And yet now you never know it, but you can still, you know, it's very interesting, you know, they've still kept that sort of historical thing. You know, there's kind of boring history and then this kind of like interesting history, and this really falls into like sort of interesting sort of history.
Samuel de Champlain and the arquebus, I remember that story.
There's so much there, and you know, at night we took a little ferry from Quebec City across to the other shore, and you know, the people...
Did you get home okay?
Hmm?
The little ferry you took over.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
it was a kind of a ferry, and you can see the lights, like there are these sort of lights that are flicker on the Quebec side as you leave the shore, and you know it's very interesting. It sort of imitates kind of like the, I guess, what it must have looked like hundreds of years ago when there was, like, you know, not all this electricity and all that stuff going on. So it's very, very, there's sort of a lot of attention paid to maintaining the sort of, you know, integrity of Quebec, because I guess the people from there realize that, you know, one of the big selling points of going to Quebec is that you have this feeling that you're sort of, you could be there back in time.
Another hour has come and gone, Jerry. We certainly enjoy touring our own province here. I mean, we often, because we live here, we don't realize just how much we have, but we choose to live in Montreal because we're so central to all these terrific things. You know, the countryside within an hour's drive, and, you know, great places that you visit with Alexa. And next time you're around, you got to pop by and say hi to us. But
we will.
There we go. Well, thanks for joining us once again on Travel World. You got any more numbers and stuff to give out there, Jerry?
Again, 1-877-BonjourQuebec.com, and for Hovey Manor, it's www.manoir.com. The number is 800-661-2421.
another week is coming on Travel World. Next week, we're covering...
well, maybe Alani Dabrowski's new movie, executive producer of Die, Mummy, Die. If he wants to get up early enough on the West Coast, a big party night the night before. Tried to entice him by offering him a Harvey's hamburger.
A big Harv.
Yeah, we'll mail it to him. Surface mail. It only costs $2.40. About the same price as the burger itself.
I'm getting jealous, Stephen. You've never mailed me one of those.
Then you won't be able to tell the pickle from the beef.
Be careful what you wish for.
I will be sending you out your tape on Monday by Federal Express, and maybe I will drop by Harvey's today, and then I'll put it in my fridge.
Yes,
it'll be nice and soggy and greasy and cold, and you'll just, it'll relive the experience. You'll believe you're actually in the restaurant.
Perfect, perfect. And when were the guys from FedEx will say?
I don't know. I do know the driver on my route, so maybe he will open it up, eat it for his lunch,
and such
give me back the wrapper. I don't like pickles. Just put the pickle back there. That's all you're going to get.
Well, it's Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Ella Sobel.
Thanks for joining us once again. Happy traveling, everybody.
Weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990 WXCT Southern.